This is KSFR News. I'm Bryce Dix. A new law went into effect last week in Texas, making almost all abortions functionally illegal in the state. Experts say this is the most restrictive abortion bill yet, leaving many people looking to places like New Mexico to seek care. Reporter Taylor Velasquez speaks with Indigenous Women Rising on their plans to help people navigate the uncertainty.
Senate Bill 8 in Texas has banned abortion as early as 6 weeks into a pregnancy. But what's different about this law? The inclusion of bounty hunters, or private citizens suing anyone believed to have helped someone access abortion care. Nicole Martin, co-founder of Indigenous Women Rising, says this bill instills fear into people, and their goal right now is to put an emphasis on helping Indigenous relatives coming into New Mexico.
You know, abortion care is really expensive. And so the farther people have to travel, things add up.
New Mexico providers have been gearing up for an influx of people seeking care. But Martin says she has seen an increase in people who want to donate to their abortion fund. The Justice Department announced yesterday a new lawsuit challenging the abortion ban and its constitutionality. But as of now, many barriers remain in place. For KSFR News, I'm Taylor Velasquez.